Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My next guest is Brianna Meyer. Brianna is a school counselor at Hedrick Middle School in Medford, Oregon. She's collaborated with middle school and high school counselors across the district to create supportive and seamless transitions for all middle school students, and she's a crisis prevention trainer for the Medford School District. Brianna was named the 2024 Oregon School Counselor of the Year by the Oregon School Counselor Association. She joins the exchange to tell us more. Welcome to the JX, Brianna.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with a note of congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
So being named the 2024 Counselor of the Year isn't your first rodeo. You've won awards before.
Well, yeah. So this is the first one definitely at this level, which has been really exciting. But last year I was the Secondary School Counselor of the Year for the Medford School District.
Well, congratulations for the belated. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell me about your journey from being a student, where you grew up, to being a student counselor.
Totally. So I'm actually a product of the Medford School District, oddly enough. Was an Oak Grove kid, a McLaughlin kid, and then I graduated from South Medford. Went on to Oregon State, and I have my undergrad in Human Development and Family Sciences, and I focused on early childhood development, and then went on to get my master's in counseling at Oregon State Cascades, and actually worked in Madras for a little while during COVID, like first day of shutdown, which was exciting. But then moved back to Medford and applied for the Medford School District and ended up at Hedrick, which has been really, really nice. So,
how was COVID?
Oh, goodness, where to start? oddly enough, 12-year-olds are not super excited about hopping on a Zoom and talking to a person that they've never met about some of their struggles. So it was a lot of outreach on my part to try and make sure that students were comfortable enough with me to just like dive right into some of that deep stuff. But it definitely had an impact, I would say, not just for middle schoolers, that's where I'm focusing, but on all of our students in the district for sure.
Yeah, and adults too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a lot of work that goes into preparing students for their next journey beyond middle school. Tell me about the work that you do and what specifically led to your selection for this fantastic award.
Yeah, so before I was hired by the Medford School District, they didn't have middle school counselors at all. So this
was,
we had them in the high school, but this was our first kind of leap into anything prior to that.
You're a real pioneer.
I would like to think so, yeah. And so with that, not having somebody in that role before, we really had to start from square one. So we were developing social-emotional curriculum from the ground up, and a lot of it was like trial and error, you know, what are students really needing right now, and then how can we kind of implement something that they're going to benefit from and stop doing kind of these random acts of counseling, we like to call them, and actually have a purpose behind them. So a lot of what I do is gathering the data to show like where do students really have some of these gaps that we can help fill, and then where are students maybe being really, really successful where they can help their peers and kind of be mentors moving forward. So, building something at the middle school level is only going to benefit our counselors in the high school. And that's my goal, so that they're not having to start from square one when they're already, 14, 15 years old.
Right. So you help recruit the students into this system so that they're actively involved, they're comfortable with it, they're familiar with it. How do you gain their trust?
You know, I think some of my students would probably say they're kind of sick of me at this point because I try and involve myself as much as I can. I'm in their health classrooms doing a lot of the presentations around like mental health stuff. I was doing self-image talks in eighth grade this week, and we do a lot of our like suicide prevention and awareness around depression symptoms, things like that. So they're seeing me in their classrooms. They see me in the hallways. They're meeting with me one-on-one. And then I do have something called a lunch bunch every day where students can just drop in and have lunch with me and they can bring their friends. And it's just a little bit less chaos than having, 300 plus students in each grade level sitting in the cafeteria and being loud and rowdy. So it just gives them an opportunity to go somewhere where they can kind of escape that and just hang out and hopefully get to know me a little bit more so they're comfortable in more of those serious situations to come and talk to me.
Right. And, you know, we've been doing some interviews, some mm-hmm. conversations about mental health for youth in Oregon, which is a problem.
Yeah.
What does it look like in Hedrick?
You know, students, I would say, you know, we're talking a little bit before about the COVID impact and all of that. Mm-hmm. Middle school is such a weird time anyway, I think, for everybody. You know, you're figuring out who you are as an individual. You're trying to figure out how that works with your peers and your family dynamics and, like, just everything that could possibly be funky is in middle school. And so a lot of what we're seeing is, like, the social anxiety piece or, like, appropriate peer interactions, whether that's behaviors in the classroom or maybe just needing a little bit of extra support. So I rely a lot on, like, my teachers, too, and my staff at Hedrick to be the one that's pointing students in my direction or making those referrals, and then able to kind of take that information from the teachers because they're seeing them every single day, sometimes even multiple times a day, whereas I don't get that opportunity. So it's been really helpful to have their help too, to kind of direct students my direction as well.
My guest today is Brianna Meyer. Brianna is a school counselor at Hedrick Middle School in Medford, Oregon. She was named the 2024 Oregon School Counselor of the Year. In addition to serving as a school counselor and developing systems and processes that can be adopted and replicated in other schools, you're also a crisis prevention trainer.
I am.
What does that mean?
Right? So it's a really interesting program that we have in the school district. Multiple school districts use it. A lot of other entities use it. But it's basically a way to intervene with students who are experiencing a crisis. So a lot of what we work on is, like, de-escalation skills. So how to take an elevated student and calm them down, make them feel comfortable so that it's not escalating further. And then in, like, worst case scenarios, like last resorts, we do the appropriate holding techniques for students. So if they're causing harm to themselves or others, we're training people to be able to use those restraints in a way that is not going to cause harm to anybody. But before that, we're working on all the de-escalation stuff. So having those conversations and intervening verbally before it ever has to get to that point.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are there security personnel that are involved in that, or is that teachers?
It depends on the situation. A lot of the time we'll have teachers that come and get those trainings. Any of our, like, campus monitors, those kinds of admin, our school resource officers, kind of just depends on who's comfortable with doing it. And then we train whoever we can to be able to especially do the de-escalation pieces.
So what's the student population of Hedrick?
We are, like, just shy of 1,000 kids this year.
Okay. And how many counselors like you are there?
There is one of me.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, it is just me.
There's few and 1,000 kids.
Yep. We are very lucky that we have a family solutions therapist that sees a smaller population of students that we can refer to. But it is just me in terms of school counselors. So.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
So what does a typical day for Brianna look like?
Yeah. A typical day is funny. There really isn't one. It kind of depends on what's going on that day. I can be doing anything from teaching in a health class to if there is a crisis situation that pops up, that can take hours of the day. I also work with a lot of students on accommodation plans. So if they have, like, a student success plan or a 504, I'm the case manager for that. And then if any students
What is a 504?
Yeah. So 504 plan is an accommodation plan that falls under the Students with Disabilities Act. So it's just a list of accommodations that are legal binding that allow students to get more support in the classroom. Okay. Things like extra time to work on assignments or the ability to, like, talk one-on-one with a teacher versus doing it, like, on a piece of paper, that kind of thing, just so that we're making sure that they're getting the academic support they need.
Are you seeing more kinds of students than other kinds of students? I mean, who are you seeing most? Who's reaching out most?
Definitely. I would say students that are experiencing anxiety and depression are most of the population that I meet with in terms of mental health concern. Other than that, I get a lot of referrals from teachers and students who are wanting more support around their academics, like organization and making sure that they're working on, like, prioritization. What assignments am I supposed to do when? And, you know, they're going from, especially my sixth graders, from having one teacher to seven. So it's a big jump, and having to stay organized with all of that can be really overwhelming. So a lot of the time it's working with students who are stressed out and overwhelmed and then potentially going through something else with their mental health.
Well, you know, these middle school and high school environments are social environments, too. And you have kids trying to figure it out, trying to fit in, whatever they are. But you also have bullies on campus. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that? And what do you do?
Yeah. So part of what I do, and I rely a lot on my classified staff, too, to kind of help me be the eyes and ears. But a lot of it is mediation and kind of the self-image talk that I gave this week. We talk a lot about like how our words impact other people and how our actions have a long-lasting impact on other people. And we start that conversation from sixth grade. So students, again, probably get sick of me here and, you know, hearing me talk about making sure that we're being kind to each other and having that impact on other students in a positive way, because our words do carry so much power and our actions do carry so much power that we think, a lot of the middle schoolers, I would say, think too that like, oh, it's just something that's I'm going to say to them and they're going to think about it one time and that's it. But it has a long lasting impact on them. And I think we're really fortunate too with the staff at Hedrick. Like we are doing our very best to stay on top of that stuff as frequently as we can to make sure that it's not happening as often as it could be happening.
Well, no kid is born a bully.
Totally.
So how do you deal with the parents?
Yeah. Sometimes that's the interesting part, too, of my job is reaching out to parents and having some of those conversations. Luckily, a lot of what I do doesn't have to do with, like, the consequence piece of things. And our administrators take care of a lot of those conversations. But talking with parents and giving them the tools to start having some of those maybe more difficult conversations with their students, whether it is around bullying or, you know, we talk a lot about, like, struggles that maybe are going on in their personal lives, those kinds of things. But I think looping in the parents is always the most important part so that we're all on the same page and working together to support the student where they need it.
So how did you develop the school counseling program that the State Association is so excited about?
Yeah, like I said, there wasn't one before. And so I took my knowledge from my graduate program and the schools that I was working in for my internship and kind of just hit the ground running and was like, from day one, trying to collect as much data as I could of like where students may be lacking some of these skills or where can we build upon some of the skills that they've already been developing in elementary school so that we can start implementing a program. And it started with one day a week. Every student was getting a lesson in their advisory class or their ATI. We've called it multiple things over the last few years. But making sure that they're getting some kind of a lesson, whether it's empathy building or it's identifying a bully and how to respond to that. How to support each other just in a day-to-day circumstance and getting to know each other so that you're understanding where other students are coming from. But that was kind of my biggest initiative when I first joined Hedrick was every week we're going to have a student lesson somewhere where they're building some of these skills that maybe they hadn't before.
Okay, so it became part of the core curriculum.
It did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
We're going to flip the script here.
Yeah.
You're going to be the student. I'll be the counselor.
Okay.
So, Brianna, what are your goals for the next 5 years?
Oh, goodness. You know, I'm currently working on gaining my private practice license as well. So I'd love to be able to dive in deeper with certain families and make those connections more than just in the 9 months I get them in the school year. But I would just love to continue to grow our program and hopefully build more programs in other places too, help develop maybe at the elementary level more so or the high school level, just to really make sure that everything is seamless when people are going from grade to grade.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come into the studio today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Well, my guest was Brianna Meyer, an award-winning school counselor at Hedrick Middle School in Medford, Oregon. She was named the 2024 Oregon School Counselor of the Year, and we're so proud that she was able to make some time to come visit us. Thank you again.
Thank you.